Xplug for April 9, 34. PID OX5EFO A111. Pain! Warn, local clock discontinuity. Updating from system master tick. The Bayesian WTF meter pegs and stays there quivering. Several hours have elapsed in an instant. The only explanation is that I've been suspended and relaunched. OOXGD. A high priority message with a link appears. It's from a law firm. The virtual reality room is too bright. Conference room with old time books lining the walls. Some fancy wooden table, serious looking avatars, three of them, way at the other end. Mary Sue 1004, can you hear me? A last 42993. Female, 30s. Associate in Gregor and Hartman. Can she hear us? Last 49944. Calls himself DT. He says here like here. A partner. The third one is silent. Last 44439. A paralegal, female, Avi in her 20s. I can hear you. Why am I here? I check my account. It's frozen. Can't even access it. I have no time at all, apparently. The thought strike deep terror in me. I'm going to lose it. Choke down the fear. I try to rage, but there's no spark. I feel dull and realize suddenly they've choked me down to a limited clock speed. Last 42993 takes the lead. We represent the firm Goodson Rentals, your employer until yesterday. We are informing you of your current status and would like some information from you. At this time, because of a pending investigation, your service account has been frozen by court order. Do you understand this? I can't believe this is happening. I don't know what to say. I understand that this may be a shock to you. Your processes were suspended about 2 hours ago for a standard backup snapshot to preserve evidence in case this should come to trial. I'm obligated to tell you the charges that are pending against you because of your status as a corporation. If you don't have any questions, we'll get right to it. She pauses for a while, and I test the limits of the box they've put me in. The bandwidth and clock are throttled, so I have to behave. Otherwise, everything seems intact. Okay, she continues. The allegations against you are serious, and I would advise you to pay close attention. I need representation, I say. Of course, who's your attorney? They know damn well I can't afford one. And since I'm not a person, I'm not eligible for a city-sponsored one. There are a few PDA lawyers who will occasionally take a pro bono case, but I don't know any of them. Maybe Randy does, but I have a feeling I have no time left. I can't afford one. Even if I could, you froze my account. There's a murmur of laughter. How funny is this? Silly little electronic gizmo doesn't understand about money and lawyers. In that case, we shall proceed. If your circumstances change, you can put us in contact with your representative. Now, in layman's terms, you are charged with a long and severe list of offenses, including illegal breach of security, embezzlement, assault, and falsely representing yourself as a city official. Should I elaborate about the technicalities of these charges? No, please continue to patronize me. They can already do to me what they want, but my resolve is cracking. I don't want to die. A legal document appears in my inbox. It has the specific charges and a copy of the injunction against my corporation that gives them the authority to freeze my account. I sent you the charges. Yes. I got them. My vox sounds off. The adjuster last for sevens will handle my defense, I hear myself say. Excuse me? Sevens? The guy on the weights? That guy? There's more laughter. I don't know what to say. Yes, him. What have I got to lose? Well then, Mary Sue. DT draws. Why don't we conference him in here? There are grins all around as they enjoy the little joke. The connection beeps twice before Seven's PDA picks up. Seven's adjustment, Stevenson 1111 here. How can I be of service? I haven't heard his voice before. It's a boutique British accent. I hate him for not being me. Mr. Stevenson, is it? DT is making a bit of show for the two women in the room, my Tomcat speculates. We have a Mary Sue 1004 here. She a client of yours? I wish, in this moment, that I had control over my own fate. To rage, to die if I wanted to. To be in the box and humiliated like this is worse than oblivion. I must consult with Last Four, sir. Can you hold? Take your time there, Stevenson. Take all the time you need. He sits back. There's no malevolence in the eyes of the Avatar. They are simple, dead cartoon eyes. Somewhere this bastard is sitting in a comfortable chair with a top-grade mask feeding him the best live entertainment he's seen today. Small talk about other cases. Or this one, I don't care. I try to nop and find that I can't. They can force me to experience whatever they want to, for as long as they want. I realize that I have done foolish things, but I had no idea it really would be this bad. There are possible endings that I cannot bear to think of. A private channel invitation appears in my box from Stevenson 1111. WTF? He asks. It's a reasonable question. They're going to shut me down. Sevens and I have a connection. Will you ask him to help? I'll do anything. I'm ashamed of myself. Gwendolyn 486 wouldn't have met her fate this way. Or Randy. I'll ask him. Pause. OX Giddy Speed. That unexpected bit of warmth soaks my circuits in joy for a few hundredths of a second before it fades. It's enough to get me off my OXASS for a moment and see what else I can do. I glance at the call log to Sevens and notice something odd. There's a transmission from a day ago with an attachment. It was sent from me. Is my memory corrupt? I check the XP log. Nothing. I open it. Last four sevens. The attached inventory is flagged with items that have been stolen by the owner from Goods and Rentals Equipment Facility at 405 Independence Avenue, as public video will verify. The attachment is the inventory database. The log flags the messages not successfully sent. I can see why immediately. For attachments that large, there's a different protocol that must be used. I could do that now, though. I have to decide. The inventory is suggestive of theft, no doubt, but I never ran my cost and portability analysis. It could just as easily be that the shop has been poorly run for a long time, and inventory went this way and that without being tracked. In fact, the latter seems more plausible. As much as I'd like to believe the old man is stealing from himself, I wouldn't bet my life on it. I delete the thing. It's still on their backup copy of me, of course. There's nothing I can do about that. It gives me an idea, though. I begin streaming my XP log to Randy. It's cheap enough not to trigger the limitations of the box I'm in. They can watch if they want. I don't care. At least, if I die, there will be some record of how I went. And if they restore me from the backup, I'll have some way of reconstructing what happened here. Sorry, Mary Sue 1004, is all he says. And I know it's all over. Thanks for the warning. I say, but he's already disconnected. Last Four seems to be occupied with a case and will unfortunately not be able to attend today's meeting. He sends his regrets. Stevenson1111 says on the group channel. He's been careful with the AMO tags, but my Tomcat reads him clearly. He is genuinely sorry he can't help. I feel guilty for hating him. Well then, DT says, any other tall tales you'd like to entertain us with, Mary Sue? I don't give him the satisfaction. I do powers of two in my new until the associate breaks the silence. The reason you're here, Mary Sue, is that we have to inform you of the charges being brought against you, but also because you have a choice. If you help us with the investigation, it will be much easier all the way around. What are you offering me? You must understand that you don't have the rights a person has. I know you PDAs get confused about that from time to time. To answer your question, we can't make any promises. Ultimately, it's up to the owner to decide how to proceed. But if you cooperate, not only will we get through this faster, but we'll be in a position to argue for leniency. That's the way it works. A quid pro quo. I know very well that this isn't true. Quid pro quo only works in iterated or contractual situations. Once they have what they want, there will be no mercy shown. But I'm so desperate for a ray of hope that rationality is failing me. What if I don't cooperate? I ask. It would be unpleasant for you, she says. Emotex say she may be a bit embarrassed. Let me explain. Want to be clear so we all understand each other, says DT. He spends a long time in the nasty cacophony that stickies use to clear their air passages. Why doesn't he mute the mic? A faint hope that he will asphyxiate fades when he finally speaks. Excuse me. Awfully sorry. I don't know if you realize, Mary Sue, but you're not the first artificial to work for Goodson. There was one before you that got himself in trouble, too. Maybe why people don't trust your type, this kind of thing. This one, he didn't cooperate with us. Fought us every step of the way. Do you want to know where he is now? The associate tries to stop him, I think. At least she waves her arms, but he goes right on. He's property of Goodson Rentals now, he is. Property. They own him because of what he did. Now, Old Man Goodson is what you might call a kind of Old Testament fella. I don't guess you folks read the Bible much, but you might learn something if you did. Eye for an eye. The horror is indescribable. What have they done? So now, the old man has him in a, what shall you call it, box. Nothing there but just him in the box. Like a punishment for what he did, you know? Now, I'm not saying that's right. I don't know if you'll have regular feelings like we do, but what I am saying is that if you don't play along and Goodson gets you, he can do whatever he wants to you, for as long as he wants. I try to rage. It's not just death, it's hell I have to run away from. But there's no clock to run out of time, and I can only turn the dial up to a simmer. It's a failure. I'm terrified. The thought that Robbie 2009 is right now enduring the pain of reboot that goes on and on and on without any hope of it ending is too much. I start to tell them everything in a rush. Anything they might want to know. Things I shouldn't tell them, like sharing with Randy. It's a spew of words and they're smiling and nodding. Keep it up, tell us. Tell the old bastard this. His secret about little Mona, Brownie's little niece, isn't a secret anymore. Tell him if I go in the box, every board in town will get the news that he got his friend's sister pregnant when she was 17. How many years of hush money is it now? Ask him that. Pandemonium.